Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome to Issues 2022. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Chris Hyman, Development Director, Senior Services of Wichita. Good morning, Chris. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Steve. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, we've had done a couple of these programs together in the past, and it's time to do another one. Let's start with the basics for those who may not be aware of what Senior Services is. What is Senior Services of Wichita, Chris?
Senior Services of Wichita is a private, not-for-profit charity. We're best known as the Meals on Wheels provider for Wichita. We serve anywhere from 850 to 900 meals to homebound, isolated seniors in our community every weekday. And then we serve, I believe it's around 30 people who are the most frail, isolated, and at risk of being placed in a nursing facility over the weekends.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit more about Meals on Wheels in just a little bit here. But as a little more background, how long has Senior Services of Wichita been around, Chris?
Senior Services of Wichita started in November of 1968. So we're telling my age, I am the exact same age as the agency. I'm actually a little bit older. October was my birthday, so 54 years we've been a part of the community.
So how did that start? What, did you know anything about just how it came about in the beginning?
I do, actually. Yeah. The history is that back in late 1968, a group of area ministers got together to determine how to best serve the needs of senior citizens. At that time in Wichita, a large portion of the population, senior population, was living in the downtown core area. They opened a senior activity center on East First Street. I think it was maybe a church at that time. And that was our first senior center. And that was a place where people could go to gather, get information about volunteer opportunities, jobs in the community, things like that. It's kind of how our senior employment program started. Mm-hmm. They determined that the biggest need was that there was a lot of homebound seniors living in apartments downtown Wichita. And so January of 1969, they delivered the first 17 Meals on Wheels to seniors living in downtown Wichita.
All right.
Yeah, so now, that's kind of our inception.
Yeah, describe your facilities. How many buildings you have, and you know, physically, what's your physical plant like? I guess would be the question, Chris.
So, for longtime Wichitans, we are located at 200 South Walnut. It once was the St. George Orthodox Church prior to 1991 when they moved to their location east, Wichita,
right,
by Coke Mark Arts in that area. We have been in a few different locations over our 54 years. Most notably, prior to acquiring this property at 200 South Walnut, we were located at the Wichita Boathouse, up until 1991, the city wanted that property back to make a museum. So they found us this property that the church was vacating at that time. We also own a facility at 2121 East 21st Street. We own the Northeast Senior Center. So the front part of a senior housing development called Plaza North. The apartments are owned by Mennonite Housing. We own the front area, which is the senior center, and it's our Northeast Center. We rent space from the city of Wichita. They're not a funding source for our agency. We actually, our partnership is facility rental at Linwood Recreation Center, where we operate Linwood Senior Center, and at Orchard Park Recreation Center, where Orchard Park Senior Center is located.
Okay. So how many employees do you have, and Chris?
Oh, gosh, I think we're right around 40. We operate 7 programs, 40 staff members. Over half of them are part-time.
Okay. Now, and again, how are you funded? There's no public dollars here, right? It's all privately funded?
We do receive public funding. We're kind of multi-funded. We're a contract service for the Department on Aging, of course, which is a grant application that we apply for every year. They fund a portion of all of our seniors, of all of our programs, our senior centers, Meals on Wheels, senior employment. They don't fund it 100%. The rest is made up through private foundations. We do have some United Way dollars that come into Meals on Wheels exclusively. And then about 20-25% of the entire budget is private donors in the community.
You tell us about the Roving Pantry program. I know you've had some difficulty here toward the end of the year, but for some good news maybe about that?
Yes, actually, we have some wonderful news. We kind of knew this year the Roving Pantry program was struggling financially. We had just about $40,000 to operate the program. The Roving Pantry shops for and delivers groceries to homebound seniors who are not able to do that themselves. So to give a little history there, a lot of people will say, well, gosh, now you can go online and you can order on Dylan's Quick List. Most senior citizens, some of them don't have computers. Many of them are technically challenged. They don't know how to operate them. A lot of individuals that we serve in Roving Pantry have vision issues. So being able to go online and order the groceries is a challenge for them if they do indeed have that type of technology available to them. Those individuals on Pantry are much like our Meals on Wheels clients. Some of them receive both Meals on Wheels and the Roving Pantry. So these individuals, you know, they may have physical limitations. They can't drive themselves to the big stores. They can't lift heavy boxes or heavy sacks of groceries. So that's what the Pantry program does for them. We work in partnership with Dylan's, who has always been a supporter of the program for, I think, 40 years. And we do the online orders. Dylan's packs them. We pick them up and we deliver them Monday through Thursday, different parts of the city. It's an expensive program to operate. We have van maintenance. We have 3 employees that work in that program. There's a lot of tracking that our accounting and business office have to do to rectify receipts and payments and things like that. The clients do indeed pay for their own groceries, but we handle that and we pay Dylan's. So there's some detail work involved in managing the program.
Sure.
On such a slim budget. In late summer or early September, I suppose, of this year, the board of directors started looking at if we made a request to Department on Aging, Sedgwick County, to fund the program an additional $50,000, which would allow us to add more people into the service and add an extra driver to the service. They were unable to fulfill that request, so we were looking at possibly shutting the program down on December 31st after, I believe it's been around 52 years probably, because we just didn't have the funds to do that. And then one of our wonderful board members, as we were brainstorming ideas, she made the suggestion that we contact the media, folks like you, and let them know the situation and see if we couldn't find a way to raise that $50,000 privately. And I'm happy to say that right at Thanksgiving, we had an anonymous donor. We were 11,000 short of our goal of 50,000 the day before Thanksgiving. And we had an anonymous donor who was actually out of state, doesn't even live in Wichita, come across a story on the internet. He got to thinking about his father and how this service would have been so helpful to him if he were still alive. And he thought it was a shame to hear that it might close. So he donated the last $11,000. So we are pleased to say that we are able to sustain the Roving Pantry again in 2023.
All right. Good news.
Yes.
Let's go from there to the senior services. Best known program, Meals on Wheels. Now, how exactly does Meals on Wheels work, Chris?
Meals on Wheels. So a client has to qualify for the service. We serve people as young as 60 up to and past the age of 100. But they have to qualify. Age alone doesn't qualify you for Meals on Wheels. You have to be homebound. You have to have limited abilities to prepare food for yourself. Most of our clients that receive that service, while we're not an income-based service, we're a need-based service, and we do have individuals on Meals on Wheels who have more resource. The vast majority of our clients are low income. They're alone. They don't have a lot of family support. We send a social service specialist out to do an assessment after we receive a referral for an individual in need. We prepare 850, 900 meals here at our kitchen, at our primary site of 200 South Walnut, every weekday, Monday through Friday. We're licensed, much like a restaurant would be licensed, through the Department of Agriculture. So we have regular inspections and we have guidelines to follow. We package up those meals in basically an assembly line. Our kitchen staff report to work between 4:30 and 5 every morning to start preparing that meal. Our social service team and our volunteer aides package those meals, and we have anywhere from 70 to 75 routes each day. And ideally, if we could have 70 volunteers a day come in each and take those routes. The routes take about an hour to an hour and a half. We do our best to find a route that works most convenient for the volunteer. We always have open routes. We're always in need of volunteers. I can't ever say that we have too many. We don't need them because it's kind of an ebb and flow type scenario,
right,
with the volunteer recruitment.
So how many meals do you actually deliver a day then? What were you saying there?
850 a day, 850 to 900, that's about 70 routes per day.
Okay.
All across Wichita.
All right. You're listening to Issues 2022 on the Odyssey radio stations. And our guest is Chris Hyman, Development Director, Senior Services of Wichita. Tell us, let's talk about some other things you do. Let's talk about the senior centers. What can folks find at the senior centers?
Absolutely like to talk about the senior centers. Studies show that when you are involved in a senior center and you stay connected to your peer group, to the community. You keep moving, you keep learning, you keep engaging. That's the secret to successful aging. A lot of people think our senior centers are, oh, well, that's just a place where they go and drink coffee and play cards. And they do drink coffee and play cards, but they also play pickleball. They shoot pool. Wichita State University hosts various exercise, health-related courses they do throughout the year that focus on the health and well-being of the senior. We do dances. We do holiday parties. We're going to tour lights in December. It's such a crucial part of aging that people don't always understand. They don't always see a place like a senior center will keep seniors off of programs like Meals on Wheels and out of nursing home facilities much longer because they're staying connected to the community. It's very much preventative medicine, really.
Is there a charge for activities at these centers?
There is a $35 a year annual membership.
Okay.
There can sometimes be a $5 charge for a specific event. Perhaps an instructor is doing some class or craft project with our members and they need reimbursement for the supplies. But for $35 a year, you could use any one of the four centers that we operate.
Tell us about caregiver support. What is that?
Caregiver support? It's through our Meals on Wheels program. We have a information and outreach coordinator that the community can contact with any type of question involving aging. Probably the most common thing we hear is Medicare navigation. So we are trained to help them through that enrollment period, which is going on right now. We get phone calls from people, maybe they can't afford their medication. We can find resources for them in the community that can help pay that, or maybe an electric bill, because we do speak with impoverished seniors that have bills that have to be paid, things of that nature. So anything you might have a question on in regards to aging yourself or a loved one, you can call 267. Let me get that number here. We all have different numbers here. It's Meals on Wheels Information Outreach. 267-0122, extension 201. You'll speak with Lisa Hawk, our information and outreach coordinator.
All right. Now, repeat that phone number one more time, if you will.
It is 267-0122, extension 201.
Okay. Now, tell me about Pet Pals. What's that?
Pet Pals. Actually, that came about just kind of by sheer luck. Meals on Wheels America, which we are a member of, they're an advocacy group out of Washington, D.C. They're not a government group. They are a private charity, and they advocate for older Americans and rights, and they also offer us grant opportunities and marketing opportunities, things of that nature. They contacted us last November and said, there's many Meals on Wheels programs throughout the nation that deliver pet food or provide veterinary care to seniors with pets. But we noticed that you did not have that in your area. We are a kind of a part of the country that was lean on that service for our seniors. So we had a conversation kind of talking about the struggles, because it's difficult to ask your volunteers who are delivering 20 meals a day to people to also take out bags of dog food. So we kind of explained our challenges, but opportunities that we may have in the community as well. And Meals on Wheels America and Pet Smart Charities offered us startup funding to begin a program here in Wichita. In early 2022, January, we met with the Wichita Animal Action League. People know them as WAL. And we formed an amazing partnership with them. Their volunteers actually go out once a month on the first Friday and Saturday and deliver pet food to about 100 seniors with pets that are on the Meals on Wheels program exclusively. So it's been an amazing partnership. We've had people donate money to that specific program. We've had people do pet food drives for us. We have Martin Pringle coming out, the volunteers through Martin Pringle Law. They're coming out every month to help us bag up those large bags of pet food because our seniors can't handle a 10-pound bag. So we put them in smaller 5-pound bags.
Okay.
So it's really just been amazing how it's flourished. You know, had so many wonderful partners, especially Wahl, that helped us get this going. We've wanted to do it for many years.
Tell me about senior employment.
Our senior employment program is kind of the unsung hero of Wichita. Many people don't realize the work they do and how they help the economy. The senior employment program helps job seekers 55 and older find work in the community. 55, I'm a year away from that. It doesn't sound like senior to me. I don't see myself as a senior. But when you're in a job for 20, 30 years, maybe you're in aircraft, and you get a furlough or you get laid off, it's difficult. If that's what all you've known for several years,
yeah,
to find employment out there. And that's what the program does. They help to break down barriers, the importance of hiring older workers, the benefits to that, dependability, prompt, dedication, things of those kinds of things they bring to the workforce.
Chris, how many people are actually helped by Senior Services of Wichita in a year, you know, taking Meals on Wheels and all the others? I know it's an estimate probably, but what do you think?
It's around 7,000.
Okay.
Yeah, 7,000. Just either a little below that or a little above. We're still calculating for the year, and the last calculation I had was 7,000. So prior to COVID, we were up to 9,000, but COVID slowed us down and we're rebuilding again. You know, we lost some people through that. We still got some fear out there. People are scared to come back to senior centers. You know, the message you want to tell them is don't be. We're taking every precaution. We've not had an outbreak of COVID. We've continued to serve Meals on Wheels throughout the whole pandemic, and we're still going strong.
So what have we got? Any future plans? Any new things coming on that you want to talk about today?
Our board is working towards strengthening our senior centers, putting a real emphasis on that for 2023. We're hoping to gain more members. It's a wonderful place. We find that often seniors relocate to Wichita because their kids are living here. And so we need new members that way. So if anyone's listening that just came to Wichita and doesn't really know anyone and living here now because of their children, check out one of our senior centers. Go to www.seniorservicesofwichita.org and look for the senior center page and find one that's closest to you. Great way to get connected and meet people.
Meet some new people, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you need? I know what you need. You need some financial help and you need volunteers, right?
Absolutely. We're always, we don't turn either down. We actually do need a driver, a second driver. We need to hire a second driver for Roving Pantry. That is typically posted on Indeed. And we're also, because of the uncertainty of the Roving Pantry program, our program coordinator accepted another position at a different employer. So we're down the coordinator position as well. So if anyone out there is looking for part-time work, enjoys early morning work, and has a passion for seniors and loves to shop, go to Indeed and check it out. Roving Pantry Program Coordinator and Roving Pantry Driver.
And so for all of these things, if you want to find out more about all of these things, your webpage is 24/7 and very easy to find. I just typed on Google Senior Services Wichita, and there it was. So it's easy to see and what you're doing and all the great work you're doing in our community. And Chris, as always, we've run out of time, but as always, thank you for spending some time with us this morning so we can find out more about, Meals on Wheels and Senior Services. Thank you, Chris. Our guest.
Thank you, Steve.
This week is Chris Hyman, Development Director, Senior Services of Wichita. That's all for this edition of Issues 2022. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.